Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, not the star of the show, just one of the co-hosts. The star is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man who was the star of Hunter, Land's End, this guy, Crisis, Agent X, Transformer movie, also the all-pro defensive end with the Rams and the New York Giants. Fred Dreyer, everybody.
That's right. Just skip right to the important parts.
Fred Dreyer.
No one cares about this other than the Rams. I mean, although, you know, the Rams aren't...
They're not in the playoffs
anymore.
I'll
tell you something. I'm going to say it.
Say it.
They could have used me.
They could have.
I don't often do that. I'm long retired.
Well, you and I picked the Rams. You know, I was leaning towards Green Bay, but you said defense, and I thought, okay, defense beats a good offense. But the defense, you know, a couple of guys not playing up to par, and it was a loss for the Rams, and Green Bay moves right along.
Well, you know how we do this, ladies and gentlemen. We get a list of teams that are playing one another, and we take a jab in the dark, a poke in the dark. We don't know any of circumstances of why we should or shouldn't vote for him. I figured the Rams, well, maybe they could go there and pull it off. It's not going to snow.
Could.
And they got there and they were pathetic. And, you know, a friend of mine called me. My good friend Bob Stenner, producer for CBS Sports.
Didn't he have a birthday recently?
Yeah, he did.
Happy birthday to Bob, by the way.
Yep, happy birthday to Bob.
One of the great producers, yeah.
And he says, what do you think of the game? And I just said, I don't see a Goff being around there very long.
And he wasn't. He wasn't around very long.
Yeah, well, I mean, not only the game, but I mean around that team.
Oh, me?
I think there's such a thick subtext between the coach and the quarterback that it's you can read it pretty clearly. And I don't think, you compare them with Green Bay, and they got beat at the line of scrimmage, and frankly, to my way of thinking, if everybody was healthy, including this defensive tackle the Rams had, who was a terrific player, but if he's not going to play, you know, he's not going to do you any good. So I don't think the Rams are going to be doing much.
But who are they going to get? Because didn't they sign away draft picks and everything and put a lot of money up on Jared Goff?
They're deep. They're buried with
this
guy.
They're buried with him.
So they're gonna. I don't know. They're gonna do something. Maybe the guy will snap out of it. I doubt it, but we'll see.
We'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. The director yells out, cameras are hot, and it doesn't matter because the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, is going to do what he is going to do. He's gonna check.
You know,
what were you looking at there?
What would you expect me to do?
I don't expect you to do exactly what you're doing.
And what am I supposed to do?
Well, it's just when they say stand by, don't you usually go like this and go ready?
Am I supposed to be like this?
Exactly. Exactly.
No. Yeah, that's such an antiquated, radio.
Okay.
That's so radio.
Well, we're doing a radio show here.
I'm doing movies and TV over here.
Well, we're doing radio television.
I'm on this thing. Where am I? I'm on this thing right here.
There, someone there. That's it.
I break the wall all the time because that's what people want.
We've got a lot of great questions and pictures and stuff. We got a lot of things to talk about. But first, let's get to a couple of comments that are coming in for you, Fred Dreyer. First, Bruce says, hi, Fred and Mike from New Mexico. New Mexico. Okay. Chris says he's in Christine, and he's in New York City. Christine in New York City.
New York City. Christine's still in New York City. I can't believe anybody's still there.
Pam.
Give me an update. Hope you're safe.
Pam, you know that James Spader was apparently went to get something in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and got hung out to dry and couldn't come back to New York City. This was like March of last year during the pandemic. So you might be stuck in New York. Who knows? Pamela says, hi, Mike and Fred from Georgia. Chris again saying, here's a question for you, Fred. And this is a good question from Chris. She's got this one for you. Really good one. She wants to know if you're ambidextrous, if you use both hands, because she says, I asked because on Hunter, I have seen you both use both hands when either eating or picking up the phone. Now, what is your thought on that? What's your answer?
I don't think either one of those should give you a tip off if I'm ambidextrous.
You go
really?
Like that, you pick up the phone, and eating, usually one hand eating. You're not like sitting there with your left hand.
My father was that way.
He would use both hands?
He would throw a football, he would swing a golf club left-handed, but he was right-handed.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done that? Will you swing left-handed sometime, even though you're right?
No, I've tried it, but I mean, I don't put much time in it because I'm never going to develop it.
So you're not ambidextrous, but you'd have on occasion.
Are things that I do left-handed, like I throw a frisbee left-handed.
Really?
Yeah, I can do it both ways.
You can do it both ways?
Yeah. Of course.
Get out there on the old. this frisbee mound, and the dogs get terrified. What hand is he going to use?
No, the dogs just when they see you. Me coming, they start running around chasing. They start changing. They're chasing their tails.
That's the dogs. They do that.
Oh, is that what they are?
That's dog talk.
Oh, okay.
So well, let's talk a little bit here about Philip Rivers, because people are retiring left and right. Is Drew Brees down for the count now too? Is he done? Is he?
I suspect he will. You know, when people start, you know what's interesting? It's not a curiosity. When someone says, "Hey Drew, are you thinking about sticking around another year?" The subtext is, "Could you leave? Could you just leave?
Yeah.
Could you leave, please?"
So if someone starts saying, "Mike, you going to stick around for another year?"
That's the front office.
Yeah,
the front office wants him out of there.
Yeah,
you know.
So he lost the, and Tom Brady beat Drew Brees, the Tampa Bay.
Well, you know, in looking at this situation, you know, the storyline between Philip Rivers and Brees, they were teammates with the Chargers in 04, and the 04 draft put them together.
Together on the Chargers.
And then Eli Manning was drafted by the Chargers, and he refused to show up. I'm not coming to San Diego. I'm going to go to New York. He went to New York because his father,
you know, Archie,
wanted him to be around better quarterback coaches. And at that time, Giants had better quarterback coaches.
Very interesting.
And it's incredible how prescient Archie was about putting his son demanding. He just simply said it. He says, matter of fact, we told the Chargers, don't draft us. We'd like to stay back on the East Coast and be with the Giants, particularly because the Giants are looking for a quarterback. So here's the deal. You know, he goes back to the Giants, develops nicely as a quarterback, wins two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Okay? And then
Drew.
Philip Rivers stays and backs up Drew Brees for 2 years in San Diego.
Yep.
Both clearly can play football.
Yep.
So Brees decides he's going to leave because the team isn't that good. He doesn't see much of a future there. So he decides, I'm going to hit free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Bequeathing in that, doing that, the quarterback position went to Rivers. And so everybody went where they went. Everybody's done what they've done. And here it is 17 years later, and you've got Drew Brees on the verge of retirement. And he, no doubt.
Philip Rivers is hanging him up?
He no doubt read in the paper that Rivers has quit.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Rivers was excellent with the Chargers for all those years, and they let him go. This year didn't sign him. He went to Indianapolis, never played in a Super Bowl, so that's kind of depressing. But Philip Rivers, one of the great quarterbacks. He's got a lot of...
No, he is very
He ranks fifth in the NFL history with 63,440 passing yards. He's behind only Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre. And so... So he's an 8-time pro bowler and one of the greats. I'm going to miss Philip Rivers. Very consistent. He was always great and consistent.
But you know what was heartbreaking?
What?
Toward the end, the last 5-6 years
of
his career, illustrious 17-year career,
mm-hmm.
he every time there would be a big game and they would still be, the Chargers would still be in it, he would throw an interception of some sort or something. Would not go right for him and the team, and it became very frustrating. And he wore it around his neck until he quit.
Yeah, he did. But that good career.
You bet. Good.
And so now we got the Green Bay going up against Tom Brady, and I'm picking – I like that. This is going to be a great game. I got to go Green Bay.
You do?
I think I have to.
Is that based on what they did to the Rams or based on what?
Just based they've been a good team, and I saw Aaron Rodgers scrambling around there a little bit. And Brady's so great. I mean, I hate to pick a winner or loser. I like both these teams. I love Brady and Tampa Bay. I'm a real Brady fan. I don't know. I might change my mind before we actually handicap. Who are you picking?
Well, I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Yeah.
Here's the reason. I think this just simply is their year. The way that Aaron Rodgers has played, just the things he does, his poise, how he moves the team, how calm he is, how sure of himself that he is. He's got all the running backs he needs. He's got the three tight ends he needs. He's got everything he needs right now. They're at home, and they're playing a good team, so you know, yeah, they're not going to go to sleep.
He's got great car insurance, too. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
But so what you get is a good game. Tom Brady, I think, would you say he's exceeded all expectations this year?
He has. I love Bill Belichick as a coach, but he couldn't bring a New England back. It's tougher as a coach.
Well, that's different. That's a different story.
It is. But Brady brought back Tampa Bay, brought him right in there. I like Brady. I like him.
No, he's good, and he's got another couple of years he wants to play, and I think he could win a Super Bowl there the way it looks now.
Yeah, me too. So they're going to be some good games, because you got that game, Green Bay and Tampa Bay. It's the battle of the bays.
Are there any more bays?
There's this bay. There's the bay window.
Yeah, you're not looking through that,
though. Thank you, Dolan. See a thing through that. That's it. And then you got Kansas City and Buffalo. And who do you pick there? Those are great. You gotta love Kansas City. But Will Mahomes says, "How's the concussion?"
Well, there it is. Is that enough to squirm, to make you squirmy? I don't know if it is or not. I could slide over to Buffalo. I might do that.
I might too. We got to take a look.
But I'm not promising anything.
No, because we gave up handicapping totally after last week.
You got to do something about that window.
Yeah, take a look. It's closed. I got the curtains up right now. Curtains stay. I don't open this window
for
anybody.
Some bay window. You got
that's right. The battle of
the bays.
That's
the third bay. That's the trivia question here this week, folks.
That's the bay, I'm telling you. Somebody bet on the bay.
Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and the Michael Bay, the director, Michael Bay. Bay.
Captown races. Somebody bet on that bay. Bring it back. It's right here. The window's open. We'll be back.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Sports Loungers, truly, Michael Horlow, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, camera ready and ready to go. You know, this guy has had two incredible careers, all-pro defensive end, played with the New York Giants and the Los Angeles Rams, and then that whole acting thing. I mean, Hunter.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
What was that deal all about? Hunter, and that was in Land's End, and Agent X, and...
I fall in a hole, or what?
It's something else. And he was on NCIS here a couple of years back here. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
And one of the greatest jobs I had, and didn't last that long, but it was here with my friend Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, really?
See right there?
So hold on a second. I'll put.
See that?
We've got on radio, we'll describe to you, but for the rest of you, you were on let's get to the letters here that we got. You were on Diagnosis
Murder.
This
was an idea that they had, Dick and these guys had, that I would come on and play a no-nonsense chief, and that I would set real strict rules and really be tough.
Chief Masters.
Yes. And so the 2 hour that we did to introduce the character came off so well, Dick told the producer, Fred Silverman, that you should spin the show off and present it to Les Moonves over at CBS.
So we
put together another episode. We spliced together a 4.5-minute presentation. It was great.
Yep.
And our genius, Moonves, decided, we don't need another cop show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What was he, checking out the election results?
What's
going on? So the deal is, and for our audience listening on radio, there's a picture of Dick Van Dyke and you in a suit, good-looking suit, very, this is your usual
I'm a little blurry here.
Yeah, a little blurry, but then there's other picture where you're wearing your Chiefs stuff there, your shirt and everything, and...
Yep.
And you're sitting there. This would have been a good series, I think.
You
Victoria
bet.
Rowe.
And Barry.
And Barry Van Dyke.
And Barry Van Dyke was great.
Related to Dick?
His son.
Yeah, that's good.
But he was great, and everybody made me feel really welcome. You know, you're a guest on some people's show. It's a hit show.
Right.
So just show up, say the words, and go back to your trailer, you know.
So that would have been a good show, and they only did one episode then, right? It was an episode.
Well, no, they did a total of about 3 hours, a two-parter, which was 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then they did another hour show to boost it so they could use extra footage to make the pro forma, you know, the pilot,
right.
4.5-minute pilot. And then they took it and showed it to Les Moonves at CBS.
He didn't like it.
And he didn't like it.
Although I kind of like Les Moonves, and I'll tell you why I liked him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I called him not too long when he was back in charge at CBS. He's not there anymore. And he actually took my call. He actually called me back. And I like a guy that returns calls and doesn't just say, who the hell's Mike Horn, and never calls him back.
Uh-huh.
He called back. So you got to give him some props for that.
What the hell did you call him for?
I had an idea to do something. I forget what. And so he was going to take it under advisement, but...
Oh, God.
I had an idea for... I don't forget why I called, but I was there. I think it was something about I wanted to do a show with you called
That was
Chief
that.
Masters.
That's what... He didn't hang up, did he?
He hung right up. That was it.
Did you hear a big slam on the phone?
You guys get the hell out of here and leave me alone.
Fred who? Click.
Cancel culture. I can't see from that radio station. That's it. What he actually said was, are you going to be around next year? You're going to retire. That's what he said.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. All right, let's take a couple more questions here. We have our chat room. We're broadcasting this program, as you know, as we do every week, not only on radio on Sports Byline and CRN Talk and Sirius XM, but we also put it up on Roku, and it's on Facebook Live, and it's on CRN Talk, and you can go when we're on Facebook Live. You can go in the chat room and ask away some questions. So we've got some for you, Fred. Let's
so right what you're there. Saying is
yeah what I'm going to ask you some questions.
What are you? You're going to ask me some
Bernard
questions?
Bernard said bonjour to Mike and Fred from Ottawa. Now, and then Joseph says, hi, Fred. Great show, guys. Question.
Okay.
You ever think about maybe a reboot, Hunter, the Next Generation, where Hunter's kid is a cop and struggles with being a cop today and living up to his dad's legacy, and mentors he or she? What do you think of that one, according to Joseph?
Well, Joseph. Joseph? Is it Joseph?
Joseph. It's Joseph.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the sentiment. That the chances of that scenario happening.
You don't think?
Is about a billion to one.
We'll ask Les Moonves, see what he says then.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
But if there was enough response into the networks, who knows, Joseph?
No, no.
Kathy says, hi from Cambria. Charles says, I thought that you had a decent answer for Chief Moorhead on the three-part episode of Hunter titled City Under Siege. Was that what it was? That the thing? So what was your answer that you had? What was he talking about?
I don't know.
City Under Siege. He thought that you had a decent answer. Charles, tell us more. A question for you here from Kathy. If you had the choice, would you want to play in today's NFL? That's a good question. What do you think?
I don't think there's any room for aging NFL guys in the NFL today.
Well.
Except maybe on the sideline or something, or in the front office.
Yeah.
I would be up in the front office,
and I
would be strangling owners every Sunday. I just, so much that goes on, and there's so much that should go on that doesn't go on.
Correct.
And so you've got to slap these guys around a little bit, and let them wake up and realize, stop relaxing on the licensing fees that networks are paying. You
and Mike Ditka get together. You and Ditka would be
good. Oh,
yeah.
He and I would be good.
You would be good together.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what else we got here? Let's see. We got Detroit gained a new head coach, Dan Campbell, and replaced Matthew Patricia. What do you think about that?
Matthew Patricia. Yeah. Did ownership actually allow that guy to, like, wear shorts and look like he just crawled out of a pile of kindling out there on Highway 10.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to present yourself like you mean it. And when you say something, people might have a tendency to believe you.
People would respect you.
But I mean, you know, when you go through the dregs, certainly when he got offered that job and accepted it, he realized there's no roster there. And everything now that we squeeze out of this time frame on this contract, which was, how long was it there, 4 years?
I think it was like 4 years.
Okay,
yeah.
It was a 5-year contract. Yeah. They dumped him after the fourth year, and they should have. His teams were lackluster, and he was terrible behind the mic. And you know, you've got to look everywhere possible. You know, as they say, if you're up in the mountains and you're gold mining, you know, there's two things. You've got to hope you find gold before you have to eat the donkey. That's number one.
Number two,
when you're around the campfire at night, take a look under the rock. Huh?
Yeah. What do you find under the rock? This might be gold
you're sitting on. You can't find it up there in the mountains.
No, it's nighttime. You hold it up by the fire.
So, Eric Patricia, you know, to correlate this, you know, has to look everywhere and be reasonable about how he interacts with the press and the news and everything else. So he's out of a job for a reason. So
now, Charles has a question for you, and Charles says you were on an episode of Chips. Tell us about this. Were you on Chips?
I was on Chips.
Yeah. So.
I was on everything there for a while.
Yeah, that was.
I liked it. Yeah, I was out there with Ponce and Ponch.
Ponch.
He didn't have a ponch like some people.
Never mind.
He didn't
have a window. Let's not get into that windows.
Ponch
and
Horn.
Yeah. Good show. Was it good?
It was fun to be on. And
Eric Estrada.
Of course, Eric is great. And then we in turn had him on our show.
Oh, Eric.
We had Eric. On the Hunter show. And I think he did a couple of hours there with us. It was fun. We had a lot of fun.
That would be good stuff.
You know, it's just a big campus, you know, where people drive across town from one show to another. They have their own show, then they're a guest on someone's show. And it's a good fraternity to belong to.
And, of course, it all started with you in the Great Hunter Show. And we've got another picture sent in by Pamela. It's a picture of you, Fred, looking really good with Stephanie Kramer and Stephen Cannell.
Stephen J., there he is. That's the guy that cast me. He had a lot of faith in me.
Passed away in 2010. I can't believe he's been gone that long.
I know. I've been 10 going on 11 years. Yeah. And he was just brilliant. And he could sit down at lunch and crank out a 150-page script, this guy.
He was something else, a good writer, right?
No, he was terrific, and he had the formula down. He had a good imagination, and he had a great relationship. That's what I mean by creating relationships with people. He had great relationships with all the broadcasters. And then when he went to Channel 4 and said, hey, I got this idea, Hunter, you know, and we'll find a guy to play it, but it's a tough, hard-nosed guy, kind of like Dirty Harry in Clint Eastwood, you know, which is what it was Magnum Force is they patterned the show off of Magnum Force because that's where they had Tyne Daly and Clint Eastwood, and then in that show she dies. She's shot, and so they just thought the relationship of man, woman, cop, street, L.A., action, hour. Steve's shows, you know, were very, very entertaining, and people loved them.
Yeah, really were, and did he ever act? I mean, he was in a Castle episode, I know, with some cameos and stuff. So he looks like he could be a good actor, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he had his they're his shows. Yes. He said, I'd like to play this character.
Come on over. Write something.
Well, that's what they would do. Yeah. I told him, I said, put a uniform on and do something. Maybe I can either shoot you
or throw him off a building.
Or give you a citation.
You could have thrown him
He's building worthy.
Yeah. You threw more people off buildings than anybody in television. The great Fred Dreyer will be back in the Sports Lounge. Stay right there.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Andersen, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If you're ready for an oil change, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate and double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE today.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We are back in the sports lounge. Michael Horn with yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So we got a little bit more here, Fred, to go on here as we
You know, by the way, before you get going, you can't say that enough for me.
What's that?
Cameras are hot. You just, you know, every time you say that, it just...
I'm going to roll the mics next break.
I will do that. It just sounds so authoritative.
So the radio audience can hear what goes on. I'm going to do that for you. So that'll be happening. So get ready for that. Okay, so let's go back. You know, we got, got a lot of questions over here. Charles has been trying to get a question answered here in the chat room on Facebook. Because we're on Facebook, we do this show live. And so his original thing... he said, I thought you had a decent answer for Chief Moorhead on the three-part episode of Hunter titled City Under Siege. And then we said, well, what are you talking about? And so then he says, well, when you told Moorhead to stick his offer of becoming a captain of homicide. So tell us about that. What you remember that one? You told Moorhead to stick it when he was going to be captain of homicide?
Robert Vaughn was the guest actor on the show.
Exactly.
And, you know, he was giving me a hard time, and I was giving him a hard time by this time. By this time, I was giving him a hard time, and vice versa.
Hard times, that's good.
So everybody was getting a hard time.
Hard times at Ridgemont High.
So I said, people dropping dead and being shot and falling off of, buildings in this town is my business. And he says, you ought to... it isn't any of your business. Why don't you just mind your own business? And then instead of saying what I'm purported to say, I just said, well, look, people dying is my business, so I'm making it my business. And if you do me a favor, stay out of my way.
Okay, that's
so. I think that was the gist of it. It would be very difficult for me to say that on network TV.
Yeah, well, it would be, but who knows? Now you can say a lot of stuff.
Well, that's then.
Now we got Carl wrote in and emailed us. By the way, you should email Fred if you'd like to as well. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
All
again,
right.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
All right.
And he has a picture here. His question was, and he sent this picture, and he says, what building was this in Hunter used for the police station? And there's a picture of the building that apparently was used in Hunter. That's where you go in and out of the station. What's that? What is
well, that's not a police department. That's in Culver City, not too far from Sony, MGM. Not too far from Washington Boulevard, if you're familiar with the area.
Yeah.
But that's in Culver City, and we use that as the front of a police department, as you can tell by the fake cars out in front.
Interesting, yeah.
But anyway, but I believe that was a bank in the early days of Culver City, and then it was into an administrative building and such and such. So that building's still there, I believe.
Culver City, California. Palm trees in front of us. Got the American flag, the California flag there. And it's that was used on the set of Hunter. That's pretty
Season
good.
5, Episode 9.
Season 5, Episode 9?
Season 5, Episode 9. It was called Partners.
Partners.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so now what else do we have here? We have Earl said, I ran into your former security officer. Didn't realize there was a problem with you. I ran into your former security officer from the Beverly Glen area. He was asking if you remember Rocco. Do you remember a guy named Rocco? He says he's now running a barbershop in Pilot Point, Texas, and says if you ever get back that way, a few hours south of Oklahoma City, look him up.
Well, I've known in the course of my travels, I've known several Roccos. So I don't know.
So that's here's another one for you to try to remember.
He an actor? I'm assuming he's an actor.
So if you can get more information or let us know, maybe have Rocco call in or send us an email. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Now, Jeremy said as a kid... Jerry.
Hey, Fred, Jerry. It's Rocco.
Jerry.
Thanks
it's
for calling.
Security officer, come on. And Jeremy said, as a kid, I would watch Hunter on NBC every week and did my best to never miss an episode. Mm-hmm. My favorite is still that three-part City Under Siege episode.
Oh, here we go.
He says, also, while surfing the web, I learned that you and pro wrestling legend Big Van Vader, whose real name was Leon White, were teammates on the LA Rams. And I was wondering, this is Jeremy saying, if you had any stories you might be able to share about Leon as a Los Angeles Rams.
We were never team. Leon White, the running back that was from Weber State.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, you don't know.
I don't know. What
you
is,
don't
what is
know
it?
Anything.
I don't know anything. You're convincing
You've
me.
You've got a blister. You're,
thank you.
You're under the pressure of that blister. Leon White was a running back. He was out of Weber State. And
well, that's what I said.
No. He was from Weber State, was drafted right around the time I was. He went to the Jets.
Oh, he did.
I think he was in the second round. And then he quit. He got released, went through the waiver wire. And if this is the same Leon White, he worked at one of the casinos in Las Vegas as a pit boss.
Really?
He was studying. He was under the wings of some folks there in the gambling business. So I can only say that Lee White. That's what his – this is the wrong guy.
Okay, so
– Leon White.
No, disregard
no,
everything we
this
said.
This isn't the guy.
I was confused as well.
Yeah, this is – well, you're never confused.
No, it's just – so that's not – this is Leon White, and this guy, Leon White, was also Big Van Vader.
Yeah,
and he was a super heavyweight in the red and black.
Well, they all were
see-through mask.
They all were.
He had a mask over there.
See-through mask.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Black and white, black and red and black.
Anyway, Jeremy says, continue the great job on radio show with you and Mike. Really enjoy the banter between the two of you, except for this last segment, I'm sure. Now, Dave says,
well, no. This is valued entertainment. Come on.
So Dave says, hey, Fred.
Yeah.
My dad went to Lawndale with you. His sister Patty was in her class.
Yes, remember? I remember the Carter clan.
You remember Patty?
Yep, I remember Patty Carter. I remember...
kind of a looker in high school, was she?
I don't remember her that way.
Okay, well, I'm sure she was lovely.
Well, she was a friend of mine, so she
had, you go.
Well, we were all friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Denise said, Denise wrote in here at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Denise says, love watching your shows all over again, talking about Hunter.
Oh, great. So thank you. That's the idea. Yeah. Just keep tuning in, keep watching.
And if you're listening on radio, don't forget you can watch these shows all over again. We got them up on YouTube, and we got them on Roku, and you can check it out. Peter says, best sports talk and any talk show anywhere.
Well, you're very welcome, Peter.
So I appreciate that.
You're a good listener and a loyal fan. I appreciate it.
Okay, one other shot here that somebody brought in, and that is this one with you on Cheers. And this you've talked about this on this show before, where it's Ted Danson and what's her name and you.
Ted Danson.
It's Ted Danson and you and the Cheers. This is the Cheers episode, right, where you were like Ted's old buddy?
Well, I think you lucked out the wrong photograph.
It's on the screen right now.
Oh, you took that. Oh, I gave that to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this was 1983. I think this was the first year of the show. I had just retired from the Rams. I had just completed a year's contract with CBS Sports to announce football games.
You did that for a year.
And I did that for a year with CBS. And then I decided I could appreciate and have done quite well announcing games and doing all that stuff. But when I had the opportunity to take a shot at acting and getting it as a profession, I did it. And this was one of the first things that I did. And NBC put me in the show.
You were up for the lead, weren't you? With
yeah,
Ted Shelley
and I,
Long and
yeah,
you and Ted
yeah,
were
yeah.
battling.
Well, it's funny. Ted and Shelley were teamed up as one team. And Julia Duffy, remember Julia Duffy?
No.
She was tiny. She was in, if we could pull her up, I don't know if we have that. But Julia Duffy and I were the second team. And then William Devane and another actress from England who was, I thought, was pretty good. But there were six of us, three teams of two. And we had a lot of fun. And Ted and I, you know, cut it up pretty good. And Shelley was great. She lived in Brentwood, not too far from me.
Oh, did you guys hang out ever?
No. Okay. She was, you know, married and had her.
Well, you still could go over for dinner and get a free dinner every once in a while.
You think I should do that?
I would have done it.
You think,
see if she's still
there? Too much time has passed?
It's always time to start anew. Yeah. What can I tell you?
That's Shelly. Who is it?
It's Fred.
It's Fred Duray.
Duray.
Gosh. And she comes out and she's dressed exactly like this.
That's right. Just beautifully dressed. It's good.
No, she's great.
She was great. So Ted Danson, good. And so there you are at the Cheers bar.
Yeah, here we are. I don't know where we're looking. Good stuff. Looking somewhere. All of us are looking up.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
You're looking
good looking, studly look there, I got to tell you.
I
don't know whatever happened.
That was my horse blanket that I came out of wardrobe wearing that thing and they all started laughing. That's it. That's perfect.
We should talk a little bit. Our buddy Tommy Lasorda passed away, as you know, in the early part of this year. It's just terrible, the year already, with losing people. On January 7th, died of a heart attack, and they had a service for him at Dodger Stadium the way Tommy would have wanted it to go out. They had, this is just great. Joe Lasorda was planning this. I called her last week, and she was busy planning this along with the Dodgers, and his casket.
She's okay, right?
Yeah.
Joe?
She seems okay. We need to talk to her.
You know, someone should really interview her.
Yeah, she's got the stories. We should. Maybe she'll come on the show with us. Well, she's pretty good. I love Joe.
You can't tell.
Joe and Laura, his daughter, and Emily, his granddaughter.
Yep.
Anyway, Tommy's casket was covered with a huge assortment of blue and white flowers, and they placed it on pitcher's
mound. How come blue and white?
Dodger blue.
Oh.
Got it?
I just thought,
just when I thought we were really clicking along. That's
well, I
good.
Thought yeah. I did lob one that's in good. On
put
you.
Put it
there.
In there. And they put a number two on the mound. He's on pitcher's mound because he was a pitcher before, and he was the manager of the Dodgers. And Joe Lasorda and he were married for 70 years. She was there along with the daughter, Laura. And they had a lot of former Dodgers that came out as pallbearers. Mike Socia, the former Angels manager and Dodger catcher, was there. Bobby Valentine, also a manager and then player. Retired Dodgers first baseman Eric Karros. Mickey Hatcher, the former Dodger player and coach. Charlie Huff, former pitcher. NBA coach Mike Fratello.
Knuckleball.
He was a knuckleballer. And they were all there. Steve Brenner showed up. And when they got there, they were all met with the news that a buddy of mine that I worked with at KBBQ Radio, Don Sutton, the Dodger, longtime great Dodger pitcher, had passed away on the 18th. And that's sad news. Hall of Fame pitcher. Listen to this. Don Sutton, 75 years of age. And add to this here, Fred, his son Darren made the announcement and talked about on social media. Died of cancer, Don Sutton did at his home at Rancho Mirage, California. But he spent 16 of 23 seasons with the Dodgers from 1966 to 1980. He had an all-star. He was a four-time all-star. He had a career record of 324 wins, 256 losses, a 3.26 ERA. That was 14 in Major League history, 14th best. He also played with the Astros, the Brewers, the Athletics, and the Angels. But he never missed a turn in all those years as a pitcher. I mean, never out for a blister. Every time he was supposed to pitch, he pitched. That I can't believe.
Well, he is a special guy. He's going to be missed, certainly, by all the fraternity boys that knew him well at the Dodgers and around the league.
And he was an announcer for like 28 to 30 seasons for
the
Atlanta
Braves. Did a terrific job. He was great at that.
So everybody knew him. He was on TBS, so he got to be a national name as well, too.
Yeah.
And he was a country music disc jockey with me and Corky Mayberry at KBBQ, K-Barbecue in Burbank. Silly Don Sutton, number 20, was in there on Saturdays and Sundays along with me. I love the guy. He was great. He'll be missed. We'll be back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Are hot.
Oh, God, thank you.
Let the audience in on that. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So one more thought here about Don Sutton. I mean, this guy, he never missed a turn in the rotation. 756 big league starts in his career. He earned, he had 10 or more wins every season except in two, in 1983 and 1988, the year he retired. He's seventh on the career strikeout list, seventh, 3,574 strikeouts. He ranks third all-time in games started, seventh in innings pitched with 5,282 innings. He worked at least 200 innings in 20 of his first 21 seasons. And when he came up, I think he had played with the minor league team and was like, I don't know, 23 and something. He came up in on the Dodgers staff, and he joined the rotation of Claude Osteen, Don Drysdale, and Sandy Koufax as the fourth starter.
That's pretty good. That was 66, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah,
that was Koufax's last year.
He went 23-7 in this one season in the minors, and then he joined in 66.
Well, he also, this is another stat down there that I find very interesting. The only pitcher to pitch 200 innings a season in 20 seasons.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Something else.
Pretty good.
If you somebody wants to know, how many kills did Hunter have all time?
How many rooftop dives did Fred Dreyer help?
Hey, would you play, if you're in the NFL, Joseph says, Would you struggle with the new safety rules? Safety is important, but would you struggle with some of those rules?
I don't understand.
Today, if you're playing in the NFL.
Well, there's too many rules.
That's what I thought you'd say.
There's too many rules.
Bruce wants to know if I got your instant message. No, I did not. And by the way, Carl says, great role on Cheers. How about that?
Oh, good.
And a weather report for Palm Desert from neighbor Paul. He says there's clouds.
Is it cloudy in Palm Springs?
Yes.
That's a metaphor for things aren't going very well.
That's exactly right. She's trying to tell you that.
Isn't that right?
That's our show. If you miss anything.
That's it?
Go ahead and email Fred.
Man.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
The hour just went by so fast, and I know that by the time you get home, you're going to decide to do something with that blister.
We'll see you next week.